Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, because we had like 25 people on the show.
Wow. Thanks to Pete Futak for helping us make some sense of the college football insanity. Thanks to Jason Goff for just blessing us with his personal presence in studio today. Just
All is right with the world.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes things better. Thanks to Sage Rosenfels. Thanks to Charch and everybody who has been a part of today. I'm waiting on the latest update. Last I got, as far as our effort to hit the $25,000 match from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation, last check, and this was a few minutes ago, we were at $21,500. So by the time transition is over, if we're close, if we're not, I'm going to let you know. They are monitoring everything as we speak at our offices for Camp One Step. They are on top of everything. And thanks to everybody who's donated a couple of bucks. Thanks to the Ellen Marks Foundation, Cancer Foundation, for doubling everything to this point. We really, really want to turn 25 into 50. That would be awesome to start out a big holiday push for us. But you still have time right now if you want to get that donation in. It's score.givesmart.com or by texting SCORE to 76278. Thank you so much to so many people who have been a part of making a summer, a winter, a day camp possibility, or any number of other opportunities for a child with cancer. Thank you.
And shout out to the Twitch chat, because apparently they've donated a lot. So.
Yes, thank you.
Twitch. Hi, Twitch. Yeah, What's up? Thank you for donating.
I know we make fun of you a lot, but, you know. Because, look, it's sometimes we don't understand, and you speak a language that goes awfully fast. But on days like this, you show truly who you are, and thank you for doing that. And thanks to Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas for helping facilitate a lot of that stuff. Transition time, brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto, and it's time for Lawrence Holmes. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dan. Welcome back, Layla.
Hello. Anything happened while I was gone? Wait, nothing but kind of something?
Nothing really, but kind
nothing,
of something.
Nothing ultimately.
Right, but the Bears tried to make it nothing, and then by doing that, made it something.
Oh, they made it something, mm-hmm. All right.
And then they went and got weird. They got real weird, and then meetings are canceled the day before a game on a short week. Stuff like that.
Shortest of weeks. Yeah, because here's the thing. If that report comes out in New England, which it never would, do you think anything would change ever? No.
They're on to Cincinnati. That's how they would approach it.
Even what's going on with Cliff Kingsbury and college programs wanting him back on that level. And Cliff is like, no, my focus is on the Bears.
Yeah, but even yesterday, Kingsbury did the thing where he could have smashed the report and he didn't. So it makes one wonder if while we are keeping a watchful eye on the Chicago leverage, if not, there's now the Oklahoma leverage and the Notre Dame leverage that's out there now for people to take full advantage of.
But we quaintly forget his history as a head coach in college football, though.
Oh, I haven't. He's like, terrible.
Right. That he got the Arizona gig, I think, because of Patrick Mahomes' adjacency, which, hey, he was on to Patrick Mahomes long before anybody else was from a high school perspective. But still, it's worked out much better for him at the NFL level than it did at the college level.
Yeah, and I honestly think that it's probably a better lifestyle for him, considering what we saw on the draft from his North Scottsdale home. So he gets himself 15,000 square feet in North Scottsdale.
Yeah, because like, what are you going to say if you're Cliff Kingsbury? You're not going to be like, bro, would I choose Scottsdale over Norman? 100%. Like, you can't say
still
that.
Still though, Matt Miller tweeted this yesterday. That's our regular Friday football guest. And Matt Miller, who's been observing the college and pro scene for some time now professionally, says these are wild times in that we are right now, the Notre Dame job is open and the Oklahoma job is open because the coaches of those teams chose to leave.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. What used to be lifelong destination, career, top of the mountain dreams are now just jobs.
Dan, the Notre Dame coach left with his team still in play for a national championship at Notre Dame.
And if you think about it, how does that affect, even subconsciously, if you're a voter, there could be weird outcomes coming up in some of these games and odd bounces and somebody wins and somebody loses. But if you're a voter on saying what team you want to see in these playoffs, does the fact that Brian Kelly's leaving change the way you feel about them as a potential national championship contender?
Notre Dame's recent history in national playoff chances should be what dictates that.
That, of course it should. But I'm just asking, if as long as human beings are voting on this and there is some subjectivity here, it has to play in a little bit with when people decide, I would do this team and this team, all things being equal. I don't know. This team at least has their coach.
Well, Anthony Heron was talking with me about this on Monday, how one of the things that happens with this process is that once we get through Championship Saturday, they tear everything up that night. So now, like, all of the stuff, all of the rankings that you had before don't matter anymore. And you try to look at every team's full resume and say, all right, which are the four best teams that we should put together for
the
college football
playoff? Which of the four blue blood teams do they choose? Because I will rep Cincinnati.
Well, I mean, I hope that Cincinnati wins their game against Houston, because I don't think it's a walk in the park for them to play that game. But that's what Notre Dame, I'm sure, is looking at. Like, if Notre Dame's like, well, if we could get them to lose, that would be fantastic, and it puts us in play. But think about that. The Notre Dame head coach has a chance, still a chance, to be a national champion. And or the idea that he didn't even give Notre Dame an opportunity to match, which says to me that he knew exactly how high LSU had to go, where Notre Dame was going to be like, nah, we're good on all of this. The fact that Notre Dame may have been priced out of a coach is also amazing.
And the buyout. Don't forget the buyout, too, which must have been astronomical.
I mean, they don't have any money, though,
nah.
Layla.
Oh, yeah. No, college athletics programs don't have any money. Despite
they ain't
there
got
being
no
only a
money.
Small percentage of them, which actually turn profit,
but,
by the way.
But
that's by design.
We've also really learned that the amount of money that you have is based on your most recent phone call with your deepest pocketed booster.
Correct.
You could just say, hey, like when Indiana needed to fire, which of them? It was Archie Miller. And they said, oh, yeah, well, they call one guy. He's like, sure, whatever you need. And here's your $8 million.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Get his football information and get him out of here. And that was it. You know, so this is why you can pay one coach to not be there and pay another coach to be there and pay some annuity to the previous coach who's not there, all under the guise of doing taxpayer-funded, transparent state business. It's insane.
When the head coach of my alma mater in Denton, Texas, makes $1.4 million a year.
Wait, doesn't my alma mater need a coach? Didn't they just tell David Cutler
yes,
to leave?
Yes, and that's one of those where I'm like, Duke, cool, but who do you think you're going to get? Who's going to do
that? Patrick
Manley.
Let the Manley era begin.
That's
selfishly,
right.
I don't want
right.
that to happen.
He's given out awards, and he should be the new head coach.
And he brought the receipts yesterday on the afternoon show talking about who was on the field defensively. Holy crap.
He did. I almost threw up in the car.
They got him to repeat it.
I know that Shane asked me to do it a third time, which is great. He was like, yeah, I wrote down the Bears lineup when Roquan came out, and he was like, Angelo Blackson, Artie Burns, Caleb Johns. Like, stop! Stop
Please
saying
stop.
Names!
How's that going to work against the Cardinals?
Bad. It would be bad.
Anybody?
Whether it's Kyler or Colt, it seems. Because that's where, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you're getting some dap, is you've been winning with Colt McCoy the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been Kyler out there just doing magic. You've been doing it with Colt McCoy.
Another quarterback from Texas who's a
was
veteran
Colt
and a
McCoy,
capable backup.
Was he Major Applewhite's successor? Like how Dan, Colt, do you remember when Major Applewhite like showed up in Bourbonnais?
Colt McCoy.
Like, hey, do you guys need a quarterback?
Wait, was Colt McCoy Major Applewhite's successor here? Is that what you're asking?
No,
at Texas.
Wait. No, he was at, well, it was Chris Sims versus Colt. No, there was somebody in between Major
Applewhite. I always got Major Applewhite confused with Marshall Applewhite. And Marshall Applewhite was the head of the suicidal Heaven's Gate cult. Right? I would always transpose Major Applewhite and Marshall Applewhite.
No, Texas. No, Vince Young was before Colt. What am I saying? I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second.
No, wait. Hold on a second, Lawrence. What day did Major Applewhite show up in Bourbonnais looking for work?
He didn't show up, but he was like, I will show up if they need quarterback help.
Oh, I thought he was like a Donlin's in the back playing bags with Larry Mayer or something.
And everyone else was like, nah, we're good. Okay. We're so good on that.
Was it? That, I believe that was the successor to Major, though. That's what I'm trying to figure out. No, because
I think it was Chris Sims.
Chris definitely had a year because there was overlap, and that's what the quarterback controversy was Major versus Chris. And Chris got a bad rap. He was a very nice guy and an excellent football analyst. And, you know, Major was the aw shucks, like, guy that they projected all the country onto. And then it was, I think right after that was Vince. And then Colt succeeded Vince.
Okay.
You are correct,
so now
Layla.
I've got my...
There you have it.
It's
okay.
Major Applewhite and Chris Sims throughout, and then Chris Sims got his own job. Chance Mock and Vince Young in 2003.
Chance Mock. That's
go!
The one I was looking
Let's
for.
Go!
Chance Mock. Because I was like, no. I'm like, no, there's not. That's not the lineage.
Chance Mock. I do remember in Bourbonnais...
I think he's my Facebook friend still.
Lawrence, if we're talking about the extra quarterback guy who you watch, and you're like, remember Chris Leak?
Yes. Dan, I had a heated discussion with Billy Jack about Chris Leak.
You did?
We were watching practice, okay. and Billy Jack had said to me, man, I think he's going to make the team. I'm like,
what?
I was like,
that dude
William?
Couldn't throw. He couldn't
like, William,
throw in warm-ups.
There are high school quarterbacks who throw better than Chris Leak.
That's
and he was
a
like,
bad
nah, but
sports thought.
National championship. I was like, William. You are watching this guy throw next to professional quarterbacks. He is not going to make this team.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a terrible sports thought. Like, he could not throw.
He really, really couldn't.
Wow, okay.
It was bad.
All right.
It was really, I was just like, come on, man. You're watching the same thing I am. This guy can't throw.
Okay. Scout the player. Don't scout the resume. Don't scout the accomplishments. Watch them out there on the field once they're playing for money.
I can't tell you how many times where I would watch a bunch of high school football games and I'd be like, why is Texas after this guy? I'm like, I've seen him in games. Is there something I'm not seeing here? The answer was no. Like, he performed well at some camp, and that's what determined a lot of times the scouting decision.
But sometimes if you say that to a coach, though, if you catch the coach at just the right time, he'll be like, it'll tell you, like, well, I don't know. It's like this one scout, he was right on this guy, so I give him another chance with this guy, and I think this guy probably sucks anyway.
They just can't watch all the games. It's so hard to watch most games, like, of guys you want to see. Like, there's no way you can watch all those games. We try.
The damn Santa Ana winds. They knock out the televisions.
Dude, of all the things. And then it turns on and my dad's just like, two loser teams. I'm like, I know, but I've got to watch it anyway.
Nah, you should have taken the straight up vacation and been
no,
like,
I was trying to keep up on my phone. I was trying to keep up on my phone and then I was like, oh, but I can't have my phone die because I charged it with my backup battery that I always carry.
In my house growing up, if there was a power outage, it was always fun because it always meant that first, my mom thinks, well, what pies do I have in the freezer? And do I have to take anything across the street to the Libman's house that's in the freezer that needs to stay frozen? She said that she would make sure that they had power across the street or wherever.
But so that's the thing. The whole neighborhood was out.
That was the, and then it was charades. Then it was light candles and then immediately get little pieces of paper and write down books, movies, and television shows. And then it was play charades until the power comes back.
Well, this is the middle of the day, so we had plenty of daylight. And we had a bunch of stuff on the gas stove because we were cooking for Thanksgiving. So I just started chopping the ends off of green beans for 15 minutes or so because there was a lot
casserole?
Of green beans to chop. Not like a prepared dish with like a roux and then like some like mushroom reduction.
That's what we had. My cousin's wife made a baked green bean. It was in a casserole dish, but it wasn't really a casserole. It was a true like haricot vert and with creminis.
That's a French term for just any green bean, technically.
Haricot vert means green beans,
haricot
right?
Haricot is bean, vert is
V-E-R-T is green. But that's green. What these were like the really thin ones, and it was with a cremini mushroom. Oh, my God, it was so good.
What did you have for Thanksgiving, Lawrence? I know you have a sweet tooth. Don't hold out on me.
Yeah, the sweet tooth was that my mom makes pound cake, and she knocked it out of the park yet again. Like, she does, like, a glazed pound cake. It's fantastic. Mm. It's so, you know, I went over, saw her, got to see my Uncle George, and she's like, here's a wedge of pound cake. Take that home, please. And I was like, okay, I will do that.
See, that's when you know your mom loves you. Is when she's like making extra. It's not just sort of she'll like my mom overmade egg salad for our Hanukkah night on purpose. And I said, Mom, I said side dish. She's like, I know. Maybe you'll have a little leftover. Yes. That's good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right there. That's how you
when my grandmother was alive, she would make every grandchild got their own sweet potato pie.
What?
What?
Yeah, man. So there were table pies. And then, as you walked out the door, you got the handoff from Grandma. Here's your pie.
Hell yeah.
Those were fantastic times.
I was charged with making dressing at my grandmother's house. Dressing, not stuffing, went on the side, not inside the bird. And
correct.
There was none of this mix business. Nope. You had to have all the spices you made yourself.
I saw a dude in Mariano's on Thursday. With, you know, the double, the smaller cart with the two levels on it?
Yes.
Yes. It's my favorite cart.
As a single woman, that is the cart
mine
I go
too.
With.
Mine too. My turning radius on that is so tight. I can get, and I can move anywhere I need to move with that cart. But this dude had the entire lower thing filled with red box stovetop stuffing and the entire top thing filled with red box stovetop stuffing. And he was racing around. And I didn't ask, but I'm thinking that there's a story in wherever that guy's going and whatever that guy's doing right now.
He needs stuffing for 500 people.
I was hoping he was like doing a homeless shelter or something, but he was in a hurry and he was clearing out all the stovetop.
Dan, let the people know where they can donate.
Well, right now, apparently we are 22.5, so we're only $2,500 away right now. We are down to the very last opportunity to hit the match. And even after we hit the match, it doesn't mean you should stop sending in donations right now because there's always an opportunity to help kids with cancer and leukemia via everything that we do. Text SCORE to 76278 or score.givesmart.com. To make yourself part of our Camp One Step community and just help these kids enjoy the simple joys of childhood.
Camp One Step's awesome. They do great events and they do wonderful things for children with cancer. So donate. It's Giving Tuesday. So give.
Thank you,
if
sir.
You can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.